shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
And I'm Katie Norgren. And guess who's still here?
Hey.
It's Ashley.
This week, wink, wink.
This is definitely not the same day as the last one we recorded. Guys, we totally got together a separate time.
Yeah, we've been doing this and we're getting a little bit better at doing two because we don't just completely let ourselves go to shit in the first one.
Just get obliterated on alcohols.
We kind of started the first one, like, definitely... It's a planning one.
Yeah.
And this one, we're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. We were
just getting it out.
Fucking amateur hour. Yes.
Well, because this one is now coming out on the day the writ drops.
Mm.
Drop the writ.
When will the writ drop? When will the writ drop?
And vote.
Wow. Did you guys practice that?
No! I didn't practice that either.
We're just, like, totally...
We're just, like, on the same
wavelength. We just, like, finish each other's sandwiches.
Sexual position.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I don't know. It could be fine.
I was trying to think of anything other than sandwiches.
No, but I love finish each other's sandwiches.
But it's from Frozen.
Really? Oh.
Oh, but it's cute. It's okay.
I hate it now.
No, I hate it. Now it's wrong. It should be from Moana instead.
Yeah.
Which is much better.
I haven't seen it yet.
Excellent. Still. Highly recommend.
I would very much like to see Moana.
I'm still so sexually attracted to even the cartoon version of The Rock.
Yeah. Nice.
So, I mean, not really, but like a little bit.
Yeah, I get it.
He's just so...
He seems like a nice
just
person.
So.
Too, you know?
He does. He seems like he could bench press all three of us in one go. Are you all right, Chris?
I'm just thinking about it. I'm doing okay.
Just giving it pretty good. Pretty good. Just like picturing him just like with it on his back, just like back squatting you.
See, in my head, I'm like, I bet he's really nice. I look forward to meeting him. Not gonna happen, Ashley.
You never know. You might meet The Rock sometime. I assume I will. I just assume I will.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen.
He's like based in California?
Sure.
Somewhere else, maybe?
I can go wherever he is. I'll meet up with him. Just call me, The Rock.
Make it happen.
Call me Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know, I'll walk your dog for you or something.
He's got a very cute little dog.
Yeah. So, well, that's our Rock Minute has been...
another scintillating episode of...
A Rock Minute.
Rockcast.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Podcast.
Dwayne The Rock Podcast. Is that like we can only do it as long as they did that Finding Richard Simmons one, or Where is Richard Simmons, or whatever the hell that was called?
When he was missing?
What's that?
Sorry, when he was missing?
Yeah, or something like
that. What happened?
These people started a podcast about like where
it's
is...
It's fine, we don't have to get into it.
Oh no, I'm into it. It's like he wasn't really missing, but people hadn't heard him for a while, like fans.
Mm-hmm.
So they started a podcast. I didn't know about the podcast, I just knew that he was missing.
Yeah. These people started a podcast about, like, they got six episodes in and someone was like, you know, maybe someone's not in the public eye because they need to not be right now. And so this could be a toxic thing. They're like, oh yeah, sorry, this was good intention, but bye. And so they only did six episodes and it was very truncated, obviously, but also like...
That's a nice growth moment. Right?
Yeah, just very interesting critique and conversational back and forth with that. I should like link to an actual article about it, because I don't really know anything other than that people started a podcast and people were like, that's ghoulish.
Good. It's
positively ghoulish.
Well, that's...
I like when people are, like, stepping up in that way now. Like, people are just like, this is weird and not okay.
And then people actually are just like,
oh, you're right.
I didn't think about it fully. That's, I will reconsider.
So the thing I love the most about the McElroy brothers is that they respond to and are receptive to criticism, which I really like, because they're just three straight white guys who are like, oh, we fucked that up, tell us how we fucked it up. And they're like, okay, here's how we fucked it up, here's how we're going to do better.
Oh, so
which is
important. So
great. I love it when people make mistakes and then try to improve after that. Like, that's so... I love it, and I think people get very defensive about the mistakes that they make. So when people are not, they're like, I'm a person, and I'm really sorry that I got this wrong. Please give me a chance to make it right again. That's so attractive to me.
No, and I like when they identify that they did something wrong. I think it's really important to face what you did wrong and, like,
sorry you were offended.
Public about it.
Totally.
It's tremendously important.
I saw, like, it was a Tumblr post probably of, like, the three steps of, like, apologies, and it's just that simple, right? Where it's, like, say sorry, say what, like...
what you did wrong.
Yeah, like, how you understand that you fucked up, and then say you're not going to do it again and don't.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah. Yes,
it's actually so easy. Very easy, but it takes a lot of humility and a lot of, like... Oh, you have to choke down some feelings. Yeah. Accountability and all that shit.
I've finally gotten to a place where I feel really comfortable fucking up. Not comfortable, but, like, not paralyzingly frightened anymore about, like, getting something wrong. Because I think I have enough goodwill in most of the communities I'm involved in where I can be like, shit, I fucked up. I done fucked up. How do I fix this? And then be allowed to fix it. So I feel less frightened about trying something new.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I had definitely, when I reflect on, like, jobs that I had in my 20s, like, there was definitely one that stands out, which, like, I will not specifically say, but I fucked up big time and, like, hit it and didn't ask for help and, like, tried to fix it, and it just turned into a worse thing. And it
spiraled.
And then I basically, like, quit the job, and then things were uncovered.
This
sounds very incriminating, but it wasn't actually anything, like... bad, but it was just about a billing thing, and I just, like, I fucked up and didn't invoice people properly, and, like, it just turned into...
came out later, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, like, the most embarrassing and, like, awful, and it's, like, what I should have done, and which I do now in my current job, is just, like, hey, I made a mistake, I'm really sorry.
Yep.
I'm letting you know how... help.
Yes,
or, like, how can I do it better, what would you suggest? And, I was talking about, like, I had a very short... sort of round of therapy, and that was, like, one of the biggest pieces that came out of that, is that it's still a pattern that I have that I'm trying to work on around, like, I don't know everything as much as I like to think that I do, and I need to pause, and I need to ask for help on stuff, because if I just keep steamrolling ahead, and it's like, no, I got this, it's like, no, you might dig yourself into a hole, and that's a bad thing.
Oh my god, just like Jesse Spano in the caffeine pills. It's exactly like that.
Exactly.
You're so excited. You're so scared.
You can't see the look that I'm giving Katie right now, but you can hear it from my tone.
Full of bile.
I hate you.
It is just like bile is shooting out from your eyes.
Try
and
to
like
win my affection back now.
Okay. Just kidding. Okay. No, I got this. I fucking got this. Okay, like, what about if I got you a nice bottle of rosé, like you took a bath at my house? Okay. Some nice bath salts.
I love you again.
Do you have a nice bathtub?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got two bathtubs.
What?
Oh, shit, yeah, Molly!
Katie's got that two bathtub.
I got that two bath steez. It's pretty good.
What are we doing?
Who knows? I think it was vaguely racist and not good, but it was still fun and frivolous. So, fun and frivolity. Yeah, I was just like, what do I have that you want, bathtub? Immediately.
This is true.
Well, I thought about that because our good friend of the podcast, Nicole, had made us bath salts, knowing that only I have a workable bathtub.
Ooh.
And I said, hey, Katie, at least some of these are for Chris, so save them. But I used some today, and I was thinking,
and you
like,
thought
gotta
of
save
it
some.
How is for Chris.
You're gotta, like, how do I win her love back after I make a terrible reference that she hates?
Yay, you did it.
I have to think about this a lot, because I make a lot of terrible references that you hate.
I'm not actually that withholding in my affections for you.
Yeah, I'll agree to disagree. Just kidding, you totally are not. I'm just such a shithead. Before we started recording again, we were discussing the incredible, thrilling world of paper organizers, which I'm really into, honestly. I have stepped away from having a physical calendar so much and just really, really am married to my Google Calendar on my phone now. I use it really a lot. We use it to schedule podcasts. I use it for my stand-up. I use it for everything in my life. Yeah. So, like, that kind of organization, and also keeping a diary and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you have a bullet journal.
I do. And you know what's funny about it? Actually, I'm going to take a nerdy moment here.
Please.
So when I was on this podcast before, I just started dating somebody who is now my girlfriend.
Yeah, you were pretty cute about it.
And early on, I had used this as a proper bullet journal. So there was a section for, like, quotes I like and books I want to read. But I had this, like, month thing where it was every day I wrote something good that happened. And on September 2nd, date with now girlfriend, went very well, winky face.
You emoji yourself.
I did emoji myself. It does.
Yes. I love your honesty. I appreciate that very much. Well, you did put a winky face.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Went very well.
You didn't write like 69, 69, 4, 20, 69 or something on there.
No. But yeah.
That's my subtle coding.
Oh my god. What is a bullet journal though?
So it's kind of whatever you want it to be. So, no, I know that's wild. So people
what
use
is
it.
Buddhism?
I want structure, you guys.
It's to help you
it
create
is structure.
Structure.
Okay.
So I have a section in here that I never actually use. I was really bad at keeping a proper bullet journal. Now I'm using it mostly just for work.
Okay.
Which we'll get into in a second. But what some people do is they use it to like track when they're like going running or stuff. So you see here I have 4 months and I have squared the days I wanted to run.
Okay.
And then I played dodgeball on the circle days. And the idea was that I was gonna like color in when I actually did it.
Hmm.
I didn't do that. I think I lost this for a while. It got wet. So I put it away. Not
because your date went really well.
Very well.
Very well.
Actually.
So sorry.
And then there's quotes. Like it's a good way to like keep track of things. But it's in this one particular. There's it's already numbered, so you can like keep track of your like what's happening on each page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
you
a good
make
way.
Like your own table of contents for
yeah.
it, more or less. Okay, that's cool.
And if you like are working on multiple projects, it's a good way to keep track of that. One thing people do is they will, I'm just like, let me tell you all about this.
I honestly love it. My dear friends in the UK, Becca and Kim, both have, I hope they're listening because they got shouted out. They both keep beautiful bullet journals that
well,
they've
then
shown
they,
online.
I'm, like, this is probably not a good example of, because mine is not well organized or well used at this point. But another thing people do is if they don't keep a table of contents, what they do is they, at the very back, when they have a topic, they have, like, a, which, like, they write on the line, like, this topic, and then every time they talk about it in their bullet journal or their journal of any sort, they shade in that line so it lines up.
I knew this sounded familiar. I have a notebook that I did that with, and it was so handy because I was doing multiple things in one notebook.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is I have so many half-finished notebooks. And so it'd be like, I've got my songwriting one, and then, but yeah. I started writing like work notes in it, or then and it's like, oh, it's getting so muddled. And then I read about this thing. Okay. And then I would do like a little tick on the back.
Yes.
And so now I can actually see like all of my union stuff when I was a shop steward was like easy to find that,
yeah.
like all my meeting minutes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, and here's my poetry. And if you flip to that little bit, like
exactly.
I can find it. And it was really satisfying to look at when I finished
and
that book.
And on the side, you have like all these like little dashes.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Oh, it makes me want to start another new book.
You should. And so what I do now, because in my like new job, there's always so much happening and I'm always like taking notes and, but I don't like notebook. I don't just like straight lines. I like to use graph paper usually, or in this case, I have a dotted book.
Yeah.
So I can create my own lines and I can write however I want.
Oh, there are little dots on there. It's quite light.
Your writing is incredibly neat and
thank
beautiful.
You.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Not all the time, but like this one is much messier, but I can read it. So I have like on the far right panel is like what day it is and then everything I need to do that day. And a friend of mine like pointed out like you can only do so much in a day. So like what you can fit in here is probably all you can do. And probably still is too much.
Is that E minus 37 days till the election?
It sure is.
Oh my God, that's so classy.
Yeah, well,
that's
and I
beautiful.
Have this whole
the
calendar
vernacular.
Here. And I was running a training today. I was recording it. And I was explaining the election period in weeks. And so I had to write it all out so I could actually visually see, like, okay, this is what happens in each week.
That's really cool.
I like it.
That's
a lot of
beautifully
fun.
Put together.
Thank you.
I will link in the roundup to a bunch of examples of bullet journals because I think like it's one of those things that probably 80% of the people who do them will do it for a little while and then give up because like actually changing the way that you do things is really hard.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of like the running, especially when you see visually like how consistent you've been. It's like the other like organizational method that I've heard is just called don't break the chain or something and it's like something that Jerry
Seinfeld
does where it's just like you coloring in it every day and so you don't miss any days or whatever but I mean there's lots of things that I don't do every day. I don't want to do everything every day, right? But I still like
that would
I
drive
love
me really really bonkers like
trying to
do the same like one thing every day like I get really angry
about
that kind of restriction and even if it's like a positive thing I feel it as a restriction where it's like I want to be able to ebb and flow a little bit more and, like, go with how
totally.
I feel. But then I wind up neglecting a lot of shit in my personal life,
well,
so.
That's a funny thing. Like, okay, going back to, like, how I'm an Aries from the last episode I did.
filthy Aries.
I get really, like, stubborn. So I did this schedule. I was like, I'm gonna run on Sundays and Thursdays, but I don't like being told what to do, even I'm telling myself what to do.
Yes, precisely.
So I didn't stick to this at all. Yeah. Like, I have dodgeball on Tuesdays, and that was my thing. I'm wearing my shirt.
You have to do it as other people have to be there. But things that you do on your own is,
it's like... no, I want to run when I feel like running, when my body is like, let's go. Mm-hmm. So I didn't...
Well, that's for me, I like that I have to do something a certain amount of times during a week. And I'm not really, with working out, especially like with weightlifting, it's very easy for me to do it three times a week because I have to, because if I don't, then I'm losing like a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Like I waste the money. Right. So I just go, I'm like, well, I have to go. And plus, like, there are people there that I've talked about this on the podcast and to other people before, and it just sounds like humble bragging kind of, because it's like the first time I've ever been consistent about exercise for longer than 2 months.
Yeah.
So like I'm going into my fifth month now.
Yay, congrats.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And I love it, and it makes me feel really good. But the last week, like, my back has been really sore for some reason. I think I changed my positions for certain things, and now I'm doing them correctly, but my muscles are not catching up, and they're very, very achy. Mm. So I just didn't go yesterday, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna go see a chiropractor tomorrow, get that sorted out, and then go back. But the thing is, like, I pretty much go 3 days a week, right? Yeah. And I get enough exercise the rest of the time, so it's like, as long as I'm doing it, like, at least twice a week, like, I feel like I'm doing fine.
Totally.
Right? And it's the time that I spend more time not doing that but I haven't, since it is, like, such a loss of money if I don't go, like, it's just throwing it in a toilet, basically. Well,
and that's another thing people use, like, this, like, if so you make your calendar of your...
What's that page turning
sound? Does everybody, like, when you bullet journal, is this, like, a typical thing?
This is
like
very typical.
A small and calendar, so, and you, like, box and circle different things that you're supposed to color in?
What some people do is, like, if their goal is to do something 3 days a week, it doesn't really matter what days, then they'll just color in when they do the thing, and they can see if they're being consistent and doing it enough times.
That's nicer, I think, because you're not assigning yourself something. You're just going to reflect on it later.
Yeah.
I'm pretty consistent about the dates that I do things, if only because, like, now my work schedule lets me go during the day twice a week.
Nice.
So I can go, like, at, you know, 11:30 on a Monday morning or, like, 1 p.m. on a Thursday. And then on a Saturday I can go. Then that's perfect. So I tend to be pretty consistent about the days, but only because that's what's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But because I have freedom in my life and I can do that. And that's...
Oh, it must be nice.
It must be nice. It is nice if I could deal with the guilt about it. But I'm like, oh, how come I get to have this sweet deal? I'm like, you've done a lot of nice things for people, Katie. You can have this. It's okay. Totally. I tell myself.
Totally. And it's not that you don't deserve it just because others don't get it. Yes. But everyone deserves it.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone deserves the schedule that they would love.
Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said. I think about that a lot in terms of, like, work-life balance stuff. And we were talking a little bit last week about, like, pushing yourself because it's expected, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of bad workplace culture, and I've worked in places like that before where it's, like, you're supposed to come in early and stay late and run yourself ragged for no extra whatever, because that just means that you're extra committed, and it's like... No. And it's like, once I started working in a unionized workplace, I was like, oh, yeah, no, this is good, and it's reasonable, and the pay is good enough that you don't have to do overtime.
Right? Yeah.
You know?
So I grew up in, a very anti-union household. I don't even know why. Like, I'm pretty sure both my parents maybe at one point or another were unionized, but they always viewed it as, like, it wasn't helping them. It was just helping people who are shitty workers.
Yeah. I hear that from a lot of folks as well. And it's like, some workplaces, maybe it's not the best fit, just depending, but in some, it really is.
And yeah, and that's just a matter of, like, the engagement of the union in, like, your workplace, I think, is a lot of the thing. But what I was going with that was thinking about how, I forget.
Oh, no, I interrupted you. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I do this a lot.
It will come back to you.
It will come back. It was about how, we all deserve better, and I had, a sticker that someone just hands out at rallies all the time. They gave me a whole bunch, and you've probably seen them around on billboards or, like, just stuck to walls, and it says, like, when we all do better, we all do better.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, it's not about just, like, making life easy, but it is about making sure we're all living a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us should be apologetic for living a good life.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very apologetic about everything.
No, I know.
Well, I did that at the gym the other day. I think, did I talk about this already on the podcast, where people were like, oh, how come you're here on a Thursday? I have a day off. They're like, you have a day off? Is it, like, for spring break? I was like, no, I work a 3-day a week work week. And they're like, how can you afford to live? It's like, well, got a rich wife. You know? Yeah, but she loves me and believes in me and wants me to, like, do creative work, which doesn't get remunerated. And So, guess what? I've written part of a fucking teleplay to hopefully turn into a web series.
Sweet.
So, and working with a friend of mine, and I'm going to try to get a draft in the next 2 weeks to him to look at, because then there's somebody else who's looking at it, and I have a responsibility.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I'm like, I need to fucking make a bullet journal for this just so I can avoid doing
it. Well, I mean, that is a nice thing. Well, it's funny, just quickly, I didn't find the bullet journal.
We've got lots of time.
We got please don't worry. So much time. You please can, take up all the space you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, you can tangent anywhere.
I keep being like, but with the bullet journal, I found it not useful when I didn't have something specific it was for. I was like, oh, it looks pretty. I'll use it for this or that. But because I didn't have any project at the time, it wasn't. I wasn't using it, and I just kind of had it on the foot of my bed. And because I have a huge bed, apparently, so I just have books on the end of my bed. but now that I have something going on, I, like, am using it, and it's so helpful. I really, really recommend it.
That's fantastic. I also just noticed this complete diversion, just way off the beaten path. The fucking unicorn on your shirt has human hands!
For dodgeball.
I don't like it! I am deeply unsettled about the human hands.
You can't catch or throw balls with hooves.
Well, I don't think you should be playing as a unicorn.
But it's kind of like...
You can
kind of
kill
like
somebody and or ruin the ball.
Yeah, the ball would get speared on the horn and it would
pop. They're foam balls, so it's okay. But also, it looks like they're like gloves. Like, it looks
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it's not only does the unicorn have hands, it's wearing gloves. It's amazing. I'm pretty sure that's the same dodgeball league that my wife is in.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Actually, she was in it. And then didn't go, and then is going to go for the last game. So, but she is in, she loves the volleyball they do in the summer, so she will be part of that.
Bump?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Totally.
That's awesome.
She'll be tough to miss. She's a million feet tall, and she has pink and purple hair.
Okay, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, she's great. She's rad. Love her.
Okay, not to, like, give away too much, but, like, was she in it last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'll show you a picture of her later.
Yes,
be
yes.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's
bitch.
So exciting.
She whipped a ball at my face. I'm going to kill her.
I'm not a great player, so I just assume everyone is better than me anyway. Yeah. And that if the ball hits me in the face, it's my fault. Because it really is. If the ball hits in your face, you should be covering
you
your
should
face.
Volley it or dodge it or something. One of the things that's in the title, whatever game you're playing.
Yes.
There is queer rec leagues for dodgeball during the gross months and beach volleyball during the nice months.
Pretty
nice.
It's
and
pretty
then,
cool.
But it's funny because the dodgeball folks who like created the dodgeball league, they're actually like, I don't know which ball, slow pitch, fast,
softball,
whatever
folks,
it is. But same people.
Softball is the first gayest sport.
Then it's probably that. But I don't
for
actually
women,
know.
Anyway.
And so I just say ball all the time. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend plays and she's like, it's whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, okay. So
ball
I don't
sports.
Know.
Ball sports. Ball sports.
Yeah. So this runs like the same season as that. And then the reverse, I guess. Like it's dodgeball and then it's
that made no
other
sense.
Balls.
Dodgeball and then other ball. So there are three gay sports you can play.
Yeah, and then at the same time as other ball, whatever.
Soccer? Is there a soccer also?
There is.
So all the sports are gay now, is what you're telling me.
Yay, we did it.
We did it. Success. We can close the podcast.
All sports are gay now.
All sports are gay.
It makes up for every horrible gym class experience
guess what?
That we ever had.
Everybody's listening to this podcast. You're gay now. You're gay.
It's the gay agenda. Turn all sports gay.
You think you can? No, you can't. Can't shower it off. You're gay now. You're gay.
Why would you
You're
want
all
to shower
gay.
It off?
No, it's great. I recommend it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just like queer, I guess. Yeah. You don't have to be gay, but you got to be not straight.
Yeah.
That's the rule. It's the new millennium. It's the 90s.
Oh, no.
This got silly.
Just like the last one was supposed to.
I'm trying a new organizing app. Can I talk about that?
Please do.
It's called Todoist. And
fuck off. That's
I know.
Good.
Because it's like to-do list, but...
Todoist.
Todoist.
The to-do-inist.
Yeah. And past guest Hillary turned me on to that. And I think you have to upgrade to the premium membership. I'm just using the free one, but it's got a lot of, like, color coding.
Ugh.
Right?
Very I love good. Being organized,
and
guys.
So I have, like, my six different projects that I'm working on. So there's, like...
That's a lot of projects,
a bunch
Chris.
Of different... Yeah. It's, well, they're all different, like, things. So there's, like, our podcast, and then just I have, like, a personal life thing, and then, like, work, other work, the other work, And then Ed's website, because I do a lot of, like, I update his, like, web things, because I know how to use a computer, and he doesn't, because he's an old, old man. and I build beautiful websites using Squarespace.
Who have not sponsored us yet, you fucking assholes. Get on it.
I totally use it
all the time. We will shill for anything that doesn't kill people. And some things that do.
Send me a mattress, Squarespace.
You already got your goddamn... Squarespace isn't going to send you a mattress. Listen, they're not in the business.
That's the joke.
Oh.
Oh, she left. She left. She's leaving. Oh, she actually left the room. Oh,
I came back. I have nowhere else to go. This is very silly.
Oh my goodness.
That's great.
Okay,
so
okay,
we're like, so to-do-ist.
We should do one very serious episode about election politics, and then we should do a very silly one. And it's like, oh, so two silly ones? We're going to do two silly ones. Yeah. Yep.
So but to-do-ist. To-do-ist is great. And so it's like this, it's a desktop, like it's an app thing as well.
Oh, it's desktop too. That's so great.
So I'm showing you. So you can access it either online or on your desktop or on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the interface is very similar. And so you can basically tag things with dates so you can see what's just in your inbox, which I don't really use. But you can look at, like, today. So it's like, oh, today I need to edit the podcast and send it to Katie, so I will be doing that later. Or, like, the next 7 days you can see all the different things that I need to, like, you know? So I've got, like, personal life, which just has some things about, like, organize my clothes, like, do something really good for this birthday. And then there's, like, some other things some other stuff. And then, our podcast is just, like, I have a recurring, like, every Tuesday, update our Twitter account. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, you know, send the podcast, et cetera. And then I keep ideas that don't have a date. So it's, like, we need to do an underpants jam as, like, a bonus episode.
Oh, we should really, that'll be so fun.
Yeah, so, like, all that kind of stuff.
I love this one. I don't want to say it out loud because it sounds amazing.
Oh, can I see it?
Yeah.
This is great.
Secret. We were going to do that before the Oscar party, but we didn't.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Sounds bad.
That would be fun, yeah.
This
is definitely for ladies.
Yeah.
I just realized, like, oh, yeah, no, our podcast is for... No, it's for chicks. Yeah. Mostly. It's mostly Well, I really want everyone to listen to it, but...
I know some men that listen to this.
I hope we make men better.
Yeah. Listen to this. I think so.
Good.
I think I talked about this on the last podcast, so there was a friend of mine that said, like, I really like listening to you... your show and the way that, like, I changed my mind on something and, like, was sort of, like, accountable to a thing that I said. He was just like, I really like that and blah, blah, blah.
So, that's sweet.
Thanks, Justin.
Justin. Do I know Justin?
Nope.
Well, hi.
He's great.
Hello, anyway.
He's also a filthy Aries.
A good boy.
Yesterday.
Oh.
So many people born in the spring.
Anywho, but I really like this app and then it works on my phone as well and so I can just, like, pop stuff in.
Yeah.
And because I used to just use my Google Calendar for that and I would put reminders of things, but then still stuff would get lost because you'd lose the month and like the notes. So sometimes if it's something that I really have to do that day, like I will make sure that it's like in my Google Calendar. But if it's something that's just like, here's like a dump for my ideas, like then I can just basically put it in here.
So what
and
I
then
learned
check
that,
it off. And then you get karma if you like complete things. So Hillary uses it for
I love
like
being rewarded.
I know Hillary uses it for more like get up, do laundry, get dressed, eat food. Like, really doing, like, some self-care stuff. And just if you check it off every day, you know, you get, like, points and...
Oh, that's cool.
And give you a Pokemon.
You can, like, track graphs and stuff like that.
That's sweet.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
No, I like it. My problem was is I'm really bad at setting my own... This is something I've learned recently. I'm really bad at setting up my own systems. I really require other people to create them for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So at work, we're using Asana,
Yes. My... Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend who I was in school with tried to get me to use that, and it was...
It's hard.
Difficult to use. Yeah.
We just brought on someone who's a project manager, and so they're creating the Asana tasks, but I'm still not, like, totally, like...
Because you have to build your whole own structure within this program, and you can share it. It's sort of like Slack, I guess, where...
We use Slack as well for, like, communicating.
Is it at all, like, a Trello or something like that? Have you guys used Trello?
I've heard about Trello, and I really liked it, and I pitched it to some coworkers, and they were like, I would never check it.
Yeah, I was introduced to it as part of a magazine I was going to try writing for that I just gave up on. It seemed like a lot of work to pitch things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very bad at pitching.
The thing about creating, or like with starting new systems like this and using apps and stuff is that like people don't necessarily need to buy in. Like they should buy in a little bit. They should be interested in trying it and then doing regular check-ins to be like, okay, so how's this working for you? What do you find you need out of it to make it work for you?
Yeah.
A friend of mine works for a neighborhood house and... They're trying to use some new, like, project management systems. So all this is coming from with Todoist.
Yeah.
Is it kind of already, like, set up? Like, you're like, I want to do this thing. And then you just, like, fill in your check boxes? Or...
I had to create all my own projects for it as well, and then
I think in the, give up.
In the premium account, you can have, like, different color coding stuff, and you can have projects within projects, which is cool.
Yeah.
So you could just have one category that's, like, work, and then it would subdivide it into different things, so it's, like, for work, I'm, you know, I'm working on a newsletter, and this thing, and that thing, and another thing, but instead, like, in the free account that I'm using, I have to set up, like, a newsletter project. Gotcha. So, it, like, it kind of, it doesn't break it down in, like, oh, I like subcategories a lot, and, like, bigger umbrella things, yeah. like, so, that, it makes it, it's not, fair. Like, the most, but it's...
I mean, what does? Like, you, it, programs don't know what you need, so it makes sense.
I want them to know what I need. I know.
Me too.
I want them to know what I need!
But that's the first step to sentience, and that's good. When they take over.
Good!
Tell me what to do, robots.
Please, just become God, robots. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm Give me my sexy robot body.
I'm ready to surrender to that's the robots.
Look so good.
For the record, robots, I'm not ready for that, and I will fight back.
Okay. Well, I won't. So I'll be very, very easy. Like, if you want to make me into an android, I'm down. I've faded a little bit, but I know my wife wants to be an Android so bad, so if I'm going to stay with her, it's going to have to be Android City, USA, or Canada, whatever. Wherever we end up. I feel borders, in the robot uprising, borders will be gone.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they won't be like, keep them Mixbots out of my backyard.
Well, the robots won't survive here, one, because in, like, Vancouver, it's all rain.
Mm, true.
And, like, if they go further up, it'll be more snow. Yeah. We're safe from androids, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Because
it's just too rainy.
You think, like, data never got wet? Season 1, episode 2. The Naked Now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Awful.
He's fully functional and programmed in multiple techniques.
All right.
Yeah. Data horny.
And Ash has completely tuned us out on his own phone now. It's just like, I hate all of you.
Yep.
Forever.
Fair enough.
No, that's not true. I was just working. Okay, so, you know the movie 500 Days of Summer?
Say that one more time.
The movie 500 Days of Summer?
You somehow managed to have that have two syllables when you said it the first time.
500 Days of Summer.
Oh, I got Sorry. It. I Sorry. Got it. I actually did get it after the first time. I was like, I don't know if I heard that correctly. Yeah, I am familiar with it, but I've never seen it.
Okay, well,
it looks painful.
It is. But in it, they're in a park. And they play the penis game. But I recently saw the movie on TV. You show penis and you keep, like, going louder and louder. And so, like, they're in a park and so, like, she starts with, like, penis. And then he's like, penis. And, like, it goes louder and louder.
Oh, dear.
And it's kind of embarrassing. And, like, he says to her, like, we're in a park or, like, this is inappropriate. There's kids nearby. But in the TV version, they're just saying panda. But he still says there's kids nearby, and I just thought that was really funny because it's like, that's really matter.
There's kids nearby, and they're going to think we're weird talking about endangered animals. It's going to make them sad about the environment.
Oh my god. The WWF. Mm. Not the wrestling guys, but the World Wildlife guys. Mm-hmm.
So, we're super organized and have a lot of, like, great... As you can tell from this podcast, we're incredibly structured and well-organized.
We never flag or waver or anything like that. I was just thinking about how, like, yeah, I don't have a journal necessarily, but I pretty much just use Google Calendar, and if it's something I need to remember, like paying a bill, I set it up so it gives me an email notification. So it emails me.
That's good.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
a good idea. There's how you do it. Because it's like, involved. Oh, if you have it open, then it'll give you a notification. But I have notifications blocked because I don't want to get every notification that I have. I want to check and then find that 8 have amassed and I get to talk to 8 people suddenly. How exciting for old Katie.
Talking to people sucks.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I do for anything important that I need to remember. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the time, it's pretty much just like, hope for the best. Mm-hmm. Y'all.
Sounds good.
Hope for the best. But I've been keeping notebooks for the podcast, which is going to be probably like the third notebook I ever finish in my life. Mm-hmm. And for stand-up, when I'm like more than halfway through my second stand-up notebook, so it's hard to say.
Stand-book.
My stand-book.
Excellent. Stand-book. I also have a work notebook as well that like everything goes in. I kind of want to bullet it. The way that we were talking, because I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that would actually make it really easy. It's like, when I write down, like, passwords for things, it gets lost in the whatever, and I can have, like, a password
like,
tab.
Oh, it's the purple thing.
Yeah, totally. There could be color coding involved, of course.
Yes.
You could buy office supplies.
I have so many really good Sharpies in my office.
Oh, what are That's you waiting for? Chris, what are you waiting for?
Well, I'm not going to... I'm almost finished a notebook, and the timing is perfect, because I work in a provincial political office, and our office will be closed for the election coming up, so I'm almost done that book, and then I can start a brand new book.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Quick, who should I vote for?
Nope.
Can't. Ah, I almost got you.
No.
I almost got you guys.
I'm not at work now, so it's fine. I can be as partisan as I
want. I already know who I'm voting for. I ain't no political person. I could just tell you who I'm voting for.
I know who you're voting for, because you live in New Westminster, and Judy Darcy's great.
Yeah, she cool.
Yeah, she's the best. She's really cool. Great.
She actually opened up her office. Oh, I shouldn't say. It's very close to where I live. Anyway, just like, please don't stalk me. I mean, you can try. My building's very secure. But don't stalk me also, because why would you? You could just be my friend. That's really easy.
Yeah, you don't have to stalk me. I'm very kind and welcoming.
I know. We'll just be buds. But yeah, she's real close by, so I might just mosey on over and say a howdy.
Yeah, I really like how, like, community-oriented she is. Like, she's always around, and she always makes sure that she's, like...
She's super active on social media, and she's constantly, like, at the key, at, like,
she's
the,
just generally the active, Maker's Mark, like it really...
and stuff like that. Yeah, she's just out all the time, like getting cool, like chunky jewelry.
Yeah,
you know, she's got that boxy blazer and chunky jewelry tees, which I love.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Any women over 45, like, that's the hottest look, I gotta say, and I'm super into it. Statement jewels. Brilliant.
Really good.
Especially when you're cheering for the Salmon Bellies. those are our, like, varsity sports teams. They're all called the New Westminster Salmon Bellies.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's a little bit cute, and, like, I want to, like, pet it, but, like, they're teams of
children, so don't touch them. It's probably bad. Yeah, we're kind of like a fine arts city, I'd have to say, because we've got that the Massey Theater.
Well, are. It's actually, like,
we're not
what
sporters.
I love. I used to call New West...
we're a good lacrosse team.
There was this article once the Brooklyn of Vancouver.
Yes. Yeah. I keep hearing that, and I'm like, I don't know, but also... maybe make that be the thing, because then I feel cool.
Yeah. No, totally. And I, like, pushed it pretty hard, and, like, I have friends who make fun of me for it. Mm-hmm. But it's true, including, like, the cool kind of upcoming art scene, like, people who are kind of experimenting in art a lot more, and, like, they're all there.
There are grants available.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, they've got some municipal arts grants, and I'm thinking about maybe applying for one, but I don't know what for yet. I have to think about something that's actually workable. Give me money for my podcast!
Do that!
Please give me, Mayor Jonathan Cole, please give me money for my podcast!
And now submit that.
Okay,
that's your pitch.
Please, Mayor Cote. I'm just writing it down in case I forget what to say, Cote.
For April Fool's, there was a tweet from him being like, New West has been overlooked, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're not treated with respect. We're just lumped in with the Tri-City, so we're gonna secede from the whatever, and it's New Wexit.
I'm kind of into
that's
it.
That's cute.
Yeah. I love living in New West. I've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, I really like it there, too. Whenever I talk about if I were to leave the Vancouver area, New West is as far as I would go.
Big time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still kind of affordable compared to other places.
Yeah.
And it's still central, right?
It's like, very interesting.
It's not that much more expensive than living in Surrey, honestly. Yeah. It's like maybe an extra $50 to $100 a month in rent. And, I mean, you save the money almost on your monthly transit pass alone, kind of.
Exactly. Right, because, it's not the third zone or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's interesting. Like, you can do a lot there, whereas, like, in Surrey... Like, you kind of start living the, like, really, even though it's
you
not
really
quite
a
suburb,
a car. It's
you,
a car
it becomes
thing,
a suburb city,
you
and you
car.
Spend a lot of time at home, and New West is always stuff happening.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I spend a lot of time at home, don't get me wrong, but it's...
But that's, like, probably more of a choice, like, you...
Sure, yeah, but there's a lot of really, I'm very psyched just about the restaurant culture that's emerged there, like, El Santo, I'm obsessed, I talk about it all the time, because it's, like, the best restaurant, it's Mexican... like bistro food.
Yeah.
So I had like the best soup of my life there. Did I talk about the soup on the podcast?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm so excited about that soup though, you guys. It was Japanese pumpkin, like kabocha squash with coconut milk and chili broth and things.
Yeah.
It's so fucking tasty.
I love good food.
And there's this new sandwich place called Big Star Sandwiches, and I had one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Well, damn.
Yeah, and there's Patsara Thai, and the Banh Mi Bar.
Yeah,
homies. I love the two, like, it's a young couple that runs the Banh Mi Bar, and they know me by name and know exactly what I want, and they save chicken for me so that I can get my chicken sub.
Oh, that's so sweet.
They're like, we knew you'd be here on Saturday, because you always come after you go to the gym, so we saved you a chicken sub.
That's really nice.
That is
really
nice.
We're
going
to run out when we thought you would come
by.
See,
that's what I like about, like, places like New West. Like, it really is a community. And, like, people, like, they know each other, look out for each other. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
It's the best. And I like, leave absolutely gushing things for them on, like, Google reviews and stuff like that, because I just love them to bits, right? Mm-hmm. Everything I need is right there.
Yeah.
I just kind of wish I didn't have to go up to Burnaby Mountain every day to go to work.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's fine. Every day. 3 days a week. I'm such a baby. Such a baby. Because the dolphins make me cry. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. I don't know what
my hoodie and the blowfish gland.
I'm really happy that that happened, though, because, like, I love Hootie and Blowfish.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Do you like the country stylings of Darius Rucker as well?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I keep thinking they need to, like, reform.
Yeah. Just, like, every band from the 90s is reforming.
Yeah.
Do you hear about these shows that are happening at, like, the, I don't know if it's, like, Aggro Dome or something, but it's, like, one of the venues in Abbotsford is hosting
the
these.
I Heart the 90s tour, yeah. So I'm
Salt
going.
Salt and Peppa.
I know.
Salt and Peppa's here!
I know.
You're but going?
I'm going to, there's one April 22nd, and yeah. Then there's, like, a, like, they're doing another one in
Vanilla
June
Ice
or
is
July.
Gonna be at one of them.
This one.
Salt and Peppa.
And then TLC is coming to the TLC. One in June or July. So my girlfriend got me tickets to the I Heart 90s tour for Christmas / my birthday. But now I'm thinking of, like, trading them in for the
TLC
re-up with TLC.
Mm.
Yeah, because she loves TLC. She's like, oh, it's like all my, like, 90s icons. And I'm like, well, then we should go to that one. And then also, I don't have to take time,
like,
off the campaign.
That you guys might be chasing waterfalls. Come on. Come on. Give me something. I need attention and love. Oh, man. So do we need to say anything about the election? Like, please vote.
Yeah.
Please vote.
You know, we've got, like, another, like, 15 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. We can do a little tag, like...
Yeah.
The writ drops today, when you're listening to this, on the day it comes out, April mm-hmm. 11th. And there's, like, a month of campaigning, which is incredibly civilized mm-hmm. compared to, like, all the business that they do in the States. Like, I know that people do campaign stuff kind of outside of that, because, you know, you're always trying to...
Judy Darcy may like nice blazers, but does she like to blaze the weed?
You're making attack ads?
Against the person that I really want to win? She'll probably win.
But Katie, it's like, you're saying all the things that you like. It's like, not only does she like blazers, but weed. Katie's like, now she's got my vote twice.
She's kind of, I'm going to commit voter fraud to vote for her twice. No, I'm not. Elections Canada, I'm not. I won't do it.
We also don't know if she likes the weed.
No, I assume she probably likes Pinot Gris or something like that. She's got that look. She's got that white, that ice cold white wine look. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No rumors are being started on this podcast.
No.
Right now. It was only because of the connection to the article of clothing that she was wearing.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
You were making a funny.
Yeah. She'll never hear this. So what if she does, though?
I fucking hope not.
I fucking hope not.
I know some people, because I mentioned this, like, a couple weeks ago, where it's like, people came up to me at a work function and said that they listened to this, so I'm actually a little terrified, but...
Let me just say, I am in no way associated with provincial or federal politics. I get to say whatever I want, and if anything is said wrong on this podcast, I said it. For the record. So no one gets to be mad at Chris, and I hopefully won't lose my job also.
Hey!
Hey!
I'm not affiliated with academia anymore, so anything that you say about your institution, I
like,
said it.
Yeah, you could be like, the president's a dick. Chris, how very rude of you to say that. How could you say such a thing?
But he's not a dick, he's got a dream colloquium. I'm sorry.
I've heard that from a lot of guys who smell like patchouli and have Vans. You know, like,
oh my God.
I just got this dream colloquium. Like, sure you do.
Oh my God.
Jasper, or whatever your
there
name is.
There was this really, really gorgeous man in the coffee shop this morning, and he was talking on Skype in Italian.
Ooh.
And so it was all like, ha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he went, namaste to somebody and, like, did the prayer hands or whatever. And it was weird to, like, hear that coming out of, like, Italian. I'm like, everyone's just like...
Just like us. Stars. Like us. Stars. They're just like us.
Handsome Italian men also make similar jokes, because you could
namaste.
Tell that it was in a sarcastic, like, funny way.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I like you.
It remains one of my favorite, one of my favorite
that
things
that was
in
a
the
weird
world.
Tangent. He was just really pretty.
I just love hearing someone speak specifically when they're speaking another language where they're speaking very quickly and then suddenly say words in very unaccented English. Mm-hmm. My favorite is when someone speaks French and then says Burger King right in the middle of their sentence. Like, eh, just que je prends un pomfret à seconde à Burger King. You know what I mean? That was not French, obviously, because I haven't practiced it since grade 11.
I hung out with a lot of French Canadian relatives yesterday. It was fun. I can understand everything they say. I just can't speak French anymore.
Yep.
Not good. That's a swear.
Good. Good. Come at me, you poutine suckers. You Frenchies. What are you going to do? You're all the way in Montreal.
Oh my God.
Why don't you smoke your cigarettes?
Your Galois.
They probably have like players' lights there.
Oh my God.
I assume so.
Are you
like doing damage control with the.
As you're saying things, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
she doesn't mean it. She loves smoked meat.
Oh no.
She loves Le Bonhomme. I don't. He's the most frightening thing that's ever lived.
Oh, this is very regional.
It's extraordinarily Canadian.
Oh my Lord. Whatever. So there's a provincial election coming up on May 9th. You should
oh yeah, were we talking about that? Sorry, guys.
Yes. Yeah, so May 9th. And
oh my God.
I mean, it's time to like for people to really engage, mm-hmm. I think, with the election. Sorry.
It's okay. Do your stuff. I'm gonna be helping out with wrangling some volunteers for some campaigny stuff, and it's very interesting, and I'm trying to, like, get people, like, psyched and, like, mm-hmm. into it, and a lot of my job is just, like, treating people well and acknowledging their hard work, and I'm really excited to do that for
Absolutely.
A month. Just, like, just validate the shit out of some awesome people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
And just make people feel really, because it's so important, and I'm learning more and more. I remember on our last episode that you were on, actually, you were like, the door knocking is, like, the most important thing.
Yeah.
And man, oh man, do I not like doing it, but I'm getting over it because I know it's important. And so I'm sending people out to do that. And so I have to do it myself so that I don't, you know,
that
like,
sounds
I
hard.
I gotta walk the walk, et cetera.
Sounds really hard.
And I'm doing lots of like phoning people
Ooh!
And talking to them about like political Ooh! Stuff and asking for money. Like all these things that I really don't like doing
at all,
but I'm doing it because it's really important. And
you're so brave.
I'm so brave.
You're, like, so brave. I'm not joking, you're really brave, but I would shit myself if I had to do that. Thank God I don't have to.
Yeah.
No, it is tough, but I think it's also, like, it's the way that you find, I don't know, you get the stories, and that's the thing, like, that's one thing that we're really trying to hammer into to our candidates and to other people, is that the election really is, it's about storytelling, and this is something, when I interviewed for my job, we talked a lot about what went wrong in the States. And I had read these articles about the story people were telling themselves as well. Is like, this is their story, this is their reality of what has happened in the States in the last, like, 4 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the story didn't relate to what they thought the story would be. And some candidates are better at telling a story than others. And I think it's really important that we, not to keep saying the same two words, but, like, it's important that we tell good stories. And we collect people's feedback and we find out what matters to them. Because, I mean, in this province, like, it's been 16 years of the same government. And it's time for a change.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, yeah, without giving away exactly. No, but whatever. Like, when people put it into context, it's like, hey, my kid is in school and they're like a teenager and they've never known anything except like these really, really bad cuts to education.
Yeah.
And like the Supreme Court had to like force our current government to like pay teachers. You
yes,
know?
Exactly.
Like, it's really,
that's so bonkers.
It's really bad. And like I got a scholarship for my master's from my union when I wrote about how basically the BC Liberals caused like antibiotic resistant bacteria.
Ugh.
Because the link that I made was like they cut a whole bunch of funding, they privatized a whole bunch of stuff around like hospital cleaners, and so they pay people shit wages.
Oh, they pay terrible wages.
And so people have to work 2 or 3 jobs and they don't really have any job security or like can't take time off from work if you're sick. You still have to come to work at a hospital
yeah.
when you're sick, which is really bad.
Yikes.
And so these super bugs are being created in hospitals that are now becoming antibiotic resistant. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I swear to God, it's the fault of privatization. And they gave me a couple $1,000s for that.
Right
essay.
On.
Because they were like, that's true, and I wouldn't have made that connection. But it's like, unions are very important. Don't bust them.
How long ago was that?
Busted.
Like, 4 years ago? Yeah.
It just,
it's gotten worse.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I spend so much time just listening to stories and hearing stories. And in my job, like, I collect, like it's all stories. And just, yeah. It's shitty. There's so much shit
that people are having to deal with. And that's the thing that makes me sad. And I have talked about it before. In my job, you know, we try to help people and do advocacy and coach them on how to be their own best advocate. And in the current way that our province is going... that we have to tell people to basically, like, sorry, you just have to get on this wait list. There's nothing else for you that we can do. Like, we're going to offer you a bunch of other options, but the answer that we got from the government is basically, like, make sure you expand all your options. Like, I'm speaking specifically for housing stuff. Like, so, like, you know, if you want to stay in your community with all of your, like, close social networks and close to where your doctor is and stuff, you can't actually have anywhere to live. Expand your options so that you can go live in Mission alone and isolated. So people have to choose between their, like, social health and their physical health, like, and emotional, like, connections and that kind of stuff is really important. And unfortunately, like, anyway, so people are having to make some really hard decisions with their lives to, like, get through. And it's really frustrating. And I don't want to have to deal with any more of that. I really want things to change and I want things to get better because I think we need to, like, help people.
100%.
So sounds so simple.
Yeah.
Like, I know, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, the line that I like is just like, oh, like, the liberals are great, they create so many jobs that I have, like, three.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's a great line.
Because, like, it's really shitty. People are really not being able to, like, afford anything. And
Yeah.
I'm very angry, and I never thought that I would get involved in campaign stuff, really, and now I'm just, like, so galvanized to, like, we need to change things right now because I just don't want to deal with that anymore. Like, it's really, really hard to keep telling people no and we can't help you, and, like, it is crushing.
When the last election happened in 2013, I was on my honeymoon, and we were watching the results come in, and I just had to turn it off and just be like, let's go to the liquor store. Let's go to the liquor store now.
So I worked on a campaign where the campaign office is right on Broadway, and so after results came in, we were in our office crying and doing our thing, and three teens walked on by, and, like, they were walking down the street carrying signs that said, like, you voted for our future, like, you, like, this is because of you, or, like, you didn't think about us, and it was so good, and I was, like, good for them, I really like that they did this, and I just, like, felt so sad, and the whole, it just, I think about it, like, when I was in grade 7 was when Christy Clark was the education minister, and I remember, like, the teachers getting ready to go on strike, and my friends and I sitting in our hallway being like, what do we do? Because we knew that, like, this wasn't a good thing. Like, we knew that things were in trouble. Little did we know where it was all going to end up.
I don't even know. Like, I have friends who have kids in school now, and I just don't understand. Like, it's so different. It's so different.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of cuts and
class
size stuff and all of that, where it's just like, man, like, I had it pretty sweet in elementary school and high school. Like,
this is actually, so my girlfriend and I were talking about this very thing when she was in high school, like, she was in sports and stuff, and that was all funded. It was all, teachers volunteered their time, there was funding for sports equipment, it was no problem to, like, do after school stuff. And so she was talking to, like, her uncle or something, and they're having a hard time with one of their kids or something, and she's like, oh, put them in sports, and they're like, we can't afford that. She was like, what do you mean you can't afford that? Isn't it, like, provided? And, like, no, not anymore. Like,
all
there
costs.
Is no, yeah, it all costs, and it's just a huge challenge, and it's not okay. Like, kids deserve better.
God, yeah, like, we got, my rugby team in junior high pretty much, like, we had a super discounted trip to San Francisco, like, all of us. Like, we did fucking bottle drives and stuff like that, just to be able, I think it ended up being, like, $300 or $400 for my parents to pay for, but that's a trip for, like, a week to, like, the San Fernando Valley, basically.
Yeah.
It was just, like, I don't even know, it's Santa Barbara? Wherever it is in Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. We went to Sonoma County, wherever the hell that is. I know it's where Guy Fieri lives.
It's wine country.
Wine country and Wasabi Texas country.
Flavor Town.
And Flavor Country. We're definitely in Flavor County.
But, like, yeah, it's just so, it's very frustrating, and I just am really, the thing that makes me the saddest about elections in general is just that nobody goes and votes. Mm. And as much as, like, people are already fucking sick of me talking about it, and it hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, seriously? Like, everyone, I think that everyone I know votes.
I've never not voted.
I know. I've
got to vote.
I'm very excited to do it all the time, and I just don't understand why people just don't. And they just don't see what the effects of policy have on their life individually, and they can't see outside of the bubble of, like, how it affects other people.
Oh, my God. I think because there hasn't been enough contrast. Like, it hasn't been in anything mainstream on, like, what exactly this stuff means to everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're starting to hit a point where the majority of voters are people who are dealing with education costs and childcare costs and dealing with their parents in care.
Yeah.
And they're starting to actually see those costs and what it means. And when they're hearing politicians talk about policies relating to those things, they're seeing, like, oh, this will make a difference on my life.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, is not being afraid to talk about policy. It's so, it always feels so heavy, and so heady. Like, yeah. It just feels like,
or
it's
dry,
really,
or, like, why are we talking about, like, this policy about that, or this, and, like,
but
this is how it actually literally boots on the ground affects your life. Like, you're gonna be paying, like, $200 a month for whatever, like, additional for, like, your mom who needs hip replacement or something like that, you know, to care for her, like,
it's
So maybe that's why we're not talking about it that much, because I just get really worked up and angry.
Me too.
I look all over the world and realize, like, everybody, whether they think they are or not, like, not everybody, but anybody who makes under, like, $200,000 a year is basically a socialist and they don't know it yet.
Yes.
They all want those things and they're like, oh, but socialism's bad, but, like, you want healthcare that you don't have to pay through your nose and beehole for, right?
There's been a very effective movement to make socialism a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
People think it just means, like, free everything for everyone. It doesn't mean that. It just means taking care of one another.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are, like, just so resistant to the idea of paying taxes. And I'm like, if taxes were raised equitably, they wouldn't be raised on the people who are making under $200,000 a year, right?
This is,
like,
the really important thing. Sorry, I keep, like,
but
I'm
so
just
many
like,
people
fuck
do,
yeah.
The thing that we don't really realize is that a lot of people do make that much money. Like, plenty of them do.
Mm-hmm.
They can afford it.
Yes.
But they're also the ones who have the power to lobby to not have to do it.
I know, and it really, when I think about people who make so much money, and I'm very broke at the moment, and I'm just like, man, the interest that you collect by having that money in your bank account, just that
is
little slice,
so much more than you're making.
Would be so helpful for me. So it's like a small percentage that would go back into public services would make a huge difference, and you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
I swear. You're just, like, hoarding this wealth and, like, accumulating it and not actually, I bet you wouldn't fucking notice if you didn't have that. And it went, but 100%. people would really,
this
you would improve
that
so many people's
it,
lives.
Right,
yeah.
that they earned it and it's theirs and they're entitled to it. It's like, no, I don't think people should have anything beyond, like, well, okay, that's getting into some serious deep stuff there. But, but, like, I feel like there should be a limit on, like, having $50 million or something. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most money you're ever allowed to have. And all of the rest of that money needs to go back into public services. You would be so rich. $50 million is so much money.
Yeah.
So much more money than anyone will ever need in their life. But if that was the cap, think of all the people who have, like, $70 billion.
Mm-hmm.
How much that would just go into the, like, a fucking, I don't think that that's that outrageous to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no.
I truly don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a million people would disagree with me because they have the money and the power to do that.
Yeah. What were you saying about taxes, Ashley?
Pay them!
It's just interesting, like, whenever we talk about these services and people always ask us, like, oh, like, so you want to raise my taxes? No, I don't want to raise the taxes of people in this room. I want to raise the taxes of those who are getting away with cheap taxes,
mm-hmm.
who are paying the same amount of for MSP as I'm paying, and they make, like, 10 times what I make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not okay with me, and they need to pay up.
They're
probably, this is, like, really, like, slippery slope now, but, like, they're probably driving faster cars, eating richer food, like, they probably need those services more than I do, or, at the very least, have the time to access the services more than I do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm working all the time, I don't go see my doctor, I don't, you know, like, I'm not accessing services that they probably are accessing.
Mm-hmm.
They should be paying a little more than I am.
Yeah, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems perfectly legit to me, yeah. So.
And I mean, like, my partner and I have more money than probably our average friends do, because my partner's in tech, right? So that's paid better than most things.
Yeah.
And we're going to get dinged really hard for taxes this year. And we're like, that's fine. It's going to be hard for us because we actually, like, even though we make more money, we still don't keep that much money.
Yeah. Because,
like, doing the adult things that you're supposed to do, very expensive.
Yeah.
Mortgage payments, super high. Yeah. Like, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Housing insurance, very expensive. Like, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. It just ends up, you need to keep spending, right? So you end up with the same amount, pretty much, of discretionary income in the end. But, like, yeah, we realize, like, we have more privilege, we pay more taxes. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody be like me. Rich people pay more money. Thank you. Yeah. That's all.
Give me some of that in, like, you don't just have to hand me cash, but, like, make it so that I don't have to pay.
But also definitely hand me cash.
Well, that too, please. My PayPal link is...
you can leave the money under a park bench in Strathcona, and I'll come,
like,
get it.
You know, I would like to not have to pay that much for my car payments. My car payments are really expensive for insurance, and it's, like, doesn't have to be that way. Mm-hmm. If we have, like, a collective public insurance system, we should all be able to...
Should be like Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where insurance is like $40 a month there instead of like $300 here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know?
And the fact, like, then there's all the scandalous shit of, like, the way that budgets are managed in this province, and where it's like, oh, there was a whole bunch of money in ICBC, but we took it all out and put it over here to make it look like the budget is balanced. And it's just like,
ugh. Yeah.
Ugh. So I just, like, I want it to be more, like, widespread about what's going on and how, like,
mm-hmm.
all the taxes that we do pay are being handled really badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yes, I would be mad, you know, I'm mad about paying taxes that aren't getting used for the stuff that I want, you know.
Sure.
But, like, just it seems like nobody really knows about that stuff, or it doesn't get covered, and then I hear from people, like, we haven't heard anything about what your party's doing, and it's like, that's so frustrating, because I feel like I'm screaming it at the top of my lungs
absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely. I was on a trip with some friends, and someone said, oh, no one knows your leader, and I was like...
How could you
I don't know how to, like, make this more obvious for you. But also, I think people, like, what I want to say to people sometimes is, if we would all just mobilize around these things that we're so exhausted from talking about, then maybe we can create a better BC, mm-hmm. and we can all, like, not be exhausted by talking about these things anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
That's, sounds so simple when you say it like that.
Get involved and start talking to people about this. And, like, I love the, like, the telephone tree kind of thing where it's just like, look, I'm going to tell you 5 people about this. Could you please tell 5 other people and get them to tell 5 other people? Like,
mm-hmm. And then they tell 2 friends and then they...
Well, yeah, like, it's... Because otherwise, like, it's not getting covered by the places that people get their information from. So it's much better to, like, come from word of mouth. And you listen to your friends more.
Absolutely.
So... I don't know. And just, like, I'm really sick of, like, doing all the social media work where it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather, like, talk to people face-to-face. And that's what kind of got me over my fear of, like,
mm-hmm.
talking on the phone to strangers about this stuff. I'm like, I actually do kind of know what I'm talking about in certain ways. And, like, it's way more effective to actually have a conversation about this.
So, yes. I guess, what is our roundup? Because we can't mm-hmm. tell people who to vote for, but basically, like, please look at the main candidates' websites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, read up on their policy and decide who you align with and just determine, you know, are you frustrated with how things have been going? Would you like a change? And if so, do that.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking seriously vote.
But, like, I actually do want...
Read and vote.
I want representation in our legislature that actually represents everyone in the province, because right now it's only representing a small sliver of folks that voted, and the majority of people didn't vote, and it's mm-hmm. really frustrating.
What was the turnout last? Was it like 32 or something percent? When it, I'll look
I think
it up.
I think it was just under 50 or something.
I
like want
to say that. Yeah, not still 30, 40, but still like less than half.
And so it's frustrating because it's like then the party in power can basically be like, yeah, everyone co-signs our stuff, and it's like, no, they don't. They didn't say anything though.
Yeah.
So.
Rah.
Vote.
Rah.
Go
please.
Do stuff.
Please, for the love of cheese.
And we won't bug you about it anymore. Thanks, Seahag listener.
Well, we'll bug them about it when it comes up again.
Yeah.
If we're still doing it. If so, God forbid, 4 years from now if we're still doing it. Or is it 5 years?
Four. Every 4 years.
Yeah. Okay.
It's also worth noting, you can start voting as soon as the writ drops. Just go to your local district electoral office.
Okay. So that's today. You could actually vote today as you're listening to this.
April 11th.
But the election itself is May 9th. There is advance voting two weeks before.
There's 6 days of advance voting.
That's so good.
You guys were so smart. It was 52%.
Yeah.
Looking at it.
So a little over half.
An historic low.
Yeah. it was a historic low, which is ridiculous. Like,
However, our advance polling was way up.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
More opportunities.
Yeah.
So let's make it really, really easy for folks to, like, get the information that they need and to go and do the thing.
Yes.
And so
let's break 60% this year, guys.
And for the record, I just want to say, you don't have to be registered to vote. Like, if you are a BC citizen, Canadian citizen, you can go and vote even if you didn't register beforehand. Like, you can go to a local polling station. You can register on the day. I think there's, like, this big misconception because they do registration drives, and, like, individuals do as well. And it just confuses people thinking, like, oh, I didn't register. I guess I can't vote.
Yeah.
You can absolutely vote.
Last provincial election, I registered on the day. It was very easy. Everybody was super polite. And I don't think... I have not waited in line more than 15 minutes to vote in the last, like, three elections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, like, people think it's going to take up so much of their day, but if you're just strategic about the time you go or you vote early, like, just... Just please vote.
Yeah.
Please
vote. You know, if there's a line, like, I don't know, bring your phone and, like, listen to a podcast while you wait in line.
Listen,
like, it's
to a CHEX.
It's not that hard.
No.
I don't know.
You only have to do it every few years. Please just do it. Please. I'm going to nag you. I'm going to come to your house. I'll be like, you didn't wash your dishes and you didn't fucking vote, Jared. You son of a bitch. You never do anything you're supposed to do. Get to it. Jared.
Okay, I think that's a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
Thank
Jared's
you so much for sticking it out with us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for helping us make that sweet, sweet content so we can keep being regular with our releases.
Oh, yeah.
Stay
like
regular.
The Metamucil of guests. How very
okay.
Not how we actually feel.
No.
But you are both practical and a wonderful asset to our lives.
I think people like it when they're regular.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah,
and then
feels good.
We're irregularly regular here on the CHEX podcast. Love you guys
okay,
so much.
See you next week.
Ta-ta.
Bye.